Can't all poets get a PhD in synesthesia by the University of Columbia in New York? Can't they harvest medallions under the moon? Can't they work as professors of Punic sciences, as kindergarten teachers? Can't they work? Can't they afford to pay for their third self-published volume? Can't all poets live on air? Can't they rummage, deconstruct, snoop, build for themselves a submerged house, inhabit a crystal palace? Can't they repeat over and over the unsaid, incite questions of ethical and aesthetic weight, dismantle and fragment reality? Can't they translate their 14th century Chinese concubine colleagues? Can't they receive writing from a yearning and swift void, from a primordial nothingness? Can't they mortgage their crystal palace, their submerged house? Can't they rebelliously peddle little stars? Can't all poets steal books? Can't they read so the complete works by Samuel and Ezra and John, by Juana, Inez, Alejandra and Gabriella, by Anne and Margaret and Stevie, by Wallace and Edgar and Charles, by Arthur and Paul and Vladimir, by Dulce and Marina and Marosa, and etc. and etc. and etc. and etc.? Can't all poets add more beauty to beauty and more horror to horror? Can't they draw maps and routes of the invisible futuristic city foretold by their dreams? Can't they pursue the intangible, move towards permanence, so that a poem becomes a closed and completed vehicle, a treasure to present without behind or beyond? Can't they unfold and transmigrate? Can't they achieve mindfulness? Can't they stammer forever into everlasting silence?